The Gemara says in Daf, some Chavav and Aleph, Mishnah says, Mishnah Mushlach Labar, Vamma Koshmas, Kali, Yichtav, Get Lishtar, Eli, Yichtav, Yenu. If someone's in a bar and you hear him saying, write a get to my wife, so you're allowed to listen to him and write a get. In fact, when Akasha Velechah Shem Ashedu, why don't you have to be Cheshish? Maybe he's a shade. Maybe he's a shade and it's not really the Baal. I'm Rabbi Kashral, it's Musadam, this is Musadam, and therefore we're not Cheshish that he's a shade. Now, this Akasha of the Gemara, that we have to be Cheshish that he's a shade, Tysus points out that that's Dafka in such a case where he's in the bar. He's outside of the city, he's in a bar, maybe on top of a mountain. So those types of cases, you have to be chayshir that maybe he's a shade. But if he's be'ir, if he's in the city, then you don't have to worry about it, because shayim are not matzah inside cities, and you don't have to be chayshir shbechlal that he would be a shade. Taisa's lashon is, aval be'ir mutar litan sham l'chaveru makirai b'layla, or le'edem lemer b'layla kisuget lishti v'lay chashinan. If you're in the city, then you don't have to worry about this, and you don't have to be chayshish. He's a shade, and even though the Gemara in Megillah says you're not allowed to give also ladam shitan sham lechaver basade, that you're not allowed to give sham to your friend balayla. So Taisa says that's in the field, that's outside the city. But in the city, there's no iser of giving sham lechaver. So the lashon of Taisa says about beir muter liten sham lechaver umakira balayla, that if you're in the city, we don't worry about shadim, and you're allowed to give shalom to your friend who you recognize, who you know who he is. So Rabbi Kvego ben Gilyon Ashas asks Akasha, he says, Lashon Umakira ain't a movingly. I don't understand this Lashon of Umakira that Taisa says. It sounds like you have to recognize your friend. The Kevin de l'chashin b'ir, l'shade, if we are not chayshish, if there's shadim inside the city, Matzar Achlios Makira, why do you have to recognize him? V'chien noisim shalom aldam shadim makira, can you not give shalom to a person who you're not makira, that you don't recognize? So effectively, Kvego, Taisa is saying that in the city we're not worried about shadim. And therefore you could give shalom to your friend that you recognize in the city Balila. So in fact, Bikibegar, but if you're telling me there's no shadim in the ear, why does it have to be Makira? Why do you have to recognize him? Maybe even if you don't recognize him, he's Chave, right? Anyone you see should be able to give shalom to, because there's no chash shadim Balila. Why does it have to be a Makira? Why does it have to be someone that you recognize? So Lule Dibri Bikibegar, I would have thought that maybe this is not a kasha, because maybe the word Makira over here is not a tanai, it's not a verb, but it's a noun. It's not Beggar's understanding Makira is sort of a tnai. It's saying someone who you recognize this person. And then he has this kasha, why do you have to recognize him? Maybe Makira is a noun. It's saying you give it to Chaver, to your friend, or Makira, or your person, your acquaintance, somebody that you know. So the word Makira, we find sometimes, is a way to refer to a friend. Like we had earlier on Daf Lamed, Makira Kahuna, or Ishmael Makare, Rashi brings down the pasuk over there. Chaver makira is a lashon, you know, your friends, your acquaintances, that's what it means. It doesn't mean it's a tithe that you have to actually be makir, it just means someone who you recognize, someone who is your friend, and it's deeper behavior. Just like chaver doesn't have to be your friend dafka, it just means to another person. Chaver makira means you can give shalom to somebody who you know. So if you did that would be l'chay or teretz. With Vegas Kashi, you don't have to actually be makir, it's just a way of saying you can give it to another person. And I found the Rashash, Taka says this, he says, makira, it's chaverai, I makira, not umakira. It doesn't mean you have to be makim. Either your friend or your acquaintance, that's all Taisus means. It doesn't mean Rabbi Kvegar, but Lechai is coming to answer the kasha of Rabbi Kvegar. But the Emma says, I think that Rabbi Kvegar's way of reading Taisus is correct. Not like I'm saying, not like the Rosh Hashanah is saying, and that you see from the Taisus of Rush. Taisus of Rush, when he brings down this Taisus of Taisus, his lashon is like this. He says that, Lechain hanaisin sham lechaver balayla umakirai lechashina. It's like Taisus of Rush. And Huadin, you could give shalom to your friend at night, umakira, and you recognize him, and we're not chayshish. So the Taisa Rosh puts the word umakira after the word balayla. He says, "Anaisin shalom lechaver balayla umakira." Now, if he meant your friend or your acquaintance, then the word makira should come after the word chaver. Why is he mafsik with the word balayla? Doesn't read if he means to your friend at night or your acquaintance. Makira should be after chaver, the way we have it in our Taisus. It's clear from the Taisa Rosh, he's understanding it, that's two separate things. You could give shalom lechaver balayla, and then he's going to get tonight, umakira, if you're makir him, which sounds like you have to actually recognize him, and that's how Rabbi Kvegar is reading Taisus, and Remele has this kasha, that he doesn't understand why you would need makira, but that's what's moving away from Taisus. At the end of the day, you would need to have makira, it's not enough to be chaver, but you have to actually recognize him to be able to give him shalom balayla. But I was thinking maybe you could bring a shukal raya to, like the Rosh Hashanah's understanding Taisus, you don't have to actually be makira, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos HaShchedesh, and Tav Chavav. It brings down the minig that we do by Kiddush Levana, that it says that after Kiddush Levana, the minig is you tell your friend, Shalom Aleichem, after Kiddush Levana. Now, l'chay, this is a problem of giving Shalom Balayla. How can you give Shalom Balayla to your friend? L'chay, it's also to give Shalom Balayla. So even if you say that this is considered the ear, so it could be the shul is considered in the city, even if you go right outside the shul, it's still considered the ear, and the ear not chayshish, but if the Vegas is correct, that you need makirai, then there should be a tonight. You could only say Shalom Aleichem to a person who you recognize him. Let's say you go over to a stranger, somebody you don't know, should be usher to do it, because Chashin and Shem Ashedhu. So it sounds like that being that we're in the city, assuming this in the city, we don't have to worry about it. Chavera, the fact that we don't assume that there's Shadim in the ear, that's good enough, and you don't have to actually be makir him, like the reading of the Rashash in Tisus. But I was thinking that maybe it could be Madcha this Raya, LP, a Davar Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Kerem Chemed al Atayra. He says, what's Taka the Pshan of this Minig that we say Shalom Aleichem after Kiddush Levana? And so the Pesach can say one Mahalach, but he says a different Pshat. He says that maybe the Pshat is Gufa al Pi this Gemara, that really a person is not allowed to give Shalom Lechaver Balayla because of Chayshid that he's a Sheikh. The only time you're allowed to do it is if you have Shloshah Bnei Adam. The Gemara says if you have Shloshah Bnei Adam, then we're no longer Chayshid that he's a Sheikh because a Sheikh does not appear to three people. But the Gemara says in Brachas, Dafim Gimel, that Yareach Hariu Kishloshah, that if the moon is out and the moon is shining, then that has a din of Shloshah Bnei Adam. Being that you have the light of the moon, the Shadim don't appear, even if you don't actually have three people. So having a Reach has a din of Shlosha, and we assume when the Reach is there that the Shadim don't come out. So he wants a Tanya that that's the marker this minig to say Shalom Aleichem right after Kiddush Levana, that before Kiddush Levana, before the Levana is Nischadish, there's no Levana, and you can't give Shalom Balayla. But the second Levana is Nischadish, now we're makir because of Levana, we're able to give Shalom Balayla, so right away we go ahead and we say Shalom Aleichem, to rely on the Levana as being Kishleisha, and Mimela is no Chashash, and he's a Shade. And that's good for why we say Shalom Aleichem, to show that we're not worried about Shadim now that the Levana appeared. So being that we're going with the set of the Levana being Kishleisha, so there's no Chashash Shade over here at all. So that's why you don't need to be Makira. You only need Makira if you don't have Shleisha, if you don't have the Levana. But if you have Shleisha, you have the Levana. That itself takes a problem with Shadim, that's why you don't need to have Makira over here. So this would not be a Raya against the Bikivagir. It could be that if you don't have Levana or Shleisha, then Avadi wouldn't need Makira, like the way Rabbi Kivager is understanding Tysus.